Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, New Year's Eve 2021. Only 45 minutes left until the new year. Terry Tech and Angie Evers in studio. Strange things happening. I'll be glad to go home and get under the covers tonight and just lay for about 3 days. That'll be a nice little celebration. Now, Terry, let people know what's going to happen here at midnight. Now, we have our own little special thing going on.
Midnight, we got a few helium balloons here with a card that's going to be attached to them. And if anybody finds this card, we're going to ask that you call the station, let us know you found it, and then bring the card back to us, and we may have a little prize for you.
So what is going to happen at midnight, we are going to set the balloons off. They are red, white, and blue. They do have a little message attached to them, so you will have to get the message and call the station and say what the message said. Uh-huh. So you can't just call the station and say whatever. Right. And that'll be happening at midnight. So go to your porch and see what's going on as the new year commences here on WWGH Radio. And we're going to be joined here for a few minutes by another one of our favorite people here at WWGH Radio, a man who celebrated his 80th birthday with us back in the month of July. So glad he's calling in tonight as we're about to ring in 2022, the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt, Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year to you, Scott, and everybody else there.
Yes, good.
How are you doing?
Doing well, getting ready for 2022. How are you spending this new year?
Hey, as I have done so many by myself.
Well, Thunderbolt, what do you make of the year that we're about to leave? It's been an interesting year for people.
Quite a bit. It's everybody's seen the same thing. Everybody's heard the same thing. It's something that we really should try to put behind us and get on a positive note and just think of focusing on good things and good people and Jesus. You know, I mean, there's so many bad things. So many people has gone on. So much hatred. So much killing. The world's in a bad mess, you know. And it shouldn't be like this.
You know, Thunderbolt, as you look back on 2021, you hit a milestone birthday, 80 years old. How do you reflect back on that?
Oh, God, it's good. Well, Scott, you know, this year, the ending of this year has been very, very good to me. I was able to kick off my birthday there with you. I mean, I've had the opportunity to be where I want to be, and some real good things have happened. And, I'm back in Iowa a little bit. Things are real good, and everything looks real good. And just like I was telling you, I'd like to get you down to do a few things here. We're gonna do a few things. I'll be back there, but everything from when I left Georgia, I headed to you for a birthday party, well, a party that I hadn't had in so many years, you know. And like I said, this has been a real good year. I've accomplished the two high points in the wrestling business, only God and good people. brought me there. And you and that angel and the family, we had a birthday party together. So it's been a very, very good year for me.
Absolutely. And we look forward to all the things in 2022. Now, Terry's here with us. Say hello to Thunderbolt, Terry.
Hey, Thunderbolt. How's it going?
Heaven high, sir. Yes, sir. Happy New Year to you.
You too, my friend.
Looking to see you pretty soon.
Absolutely.
And we've also got Angie here. Angie, say hello to Thunderbolt.
Hi, Thunderbolt.
Hey, Queen, how you doing?
Good.
That's the Queen. You fans out there, I always talk about the Super Bowl family and the Queens, which the Queen was Mrs. Luthiers, one of the greatest wrestlers that had ever been. Her husband, I get that award in Iowa. And the young ladies that have, along with Chad, that has been so good to me, just like Scott and Angel, just the Queen. And Terry, you know how I feel about you, don't you, man?
Yes, sir.
Don't you know?
Yep.
Well, I'm telling you, go ahead. I love you, man. I love all of you.
Thank
you. I'm so happy to have the Ohio family, the Iowa family, the Georgia family, and God tells me that there's some big, big things that we're going to do in this 2022.
Absolutely. I think that's without question. Now, Thunderbolt, have you ever made New Year's resolutions as we head into a new year?
Well, I don't do that. I don't do that. I mean, I try to... I don't want to lie to myself. You know, most time we... During the times we think about that, well, everybody talk about quitting so much or getting in shape. Well, these last few years, I've just been almost just sitting doing much of nothing, and I've been concentrating on getting understanding, you know, and that's my main focus is Jesus and trying to do what's right and treat people like I want to be treated. And that's the goal, if you want to say, rather, that's what I want to do.
You know, Thunderbolt, a lot of people were sad today to learn of the death of Betty White at the age of 99. What did you make of that news when you heard about it?
What a loss. What a loss. She's one of the greatest. We lost a lot of great people this year. But she was one of the individuals that could, the Golden Girls and all, she was one of the individuals that could really, really entertain. Top, she's real top, she's good.
She nearly made it 100 years, and I think, when she died today, it was almost as if a president had died. People broke into newscasts, and I think that says something about the type of person she was.
And Scott, you know, the first piece that I saw of it, I just didn't want to recognize it. She's been around so long, and she's had so much life. I didn't recognize it till I come to your page.
Yeah, I think it was very hard for people to take in. I think people thought Betty White was going to be around forever.
Forever, yes. Yes.
Yeah. You know, Thunderbolt, what made her so good? Why did everybody love her so much?
Well, talent is talent. Everyone has a gift. And you, as I try to tell everyone, and you do what you do. And when you do something real well, it's a gift from God. You do it a lot better than others. You can't be like somebody else. You got to be yourself, and God gives special people special things, and she was one of them.
She certainly was. Never, never to be forgotten. Thunderbolt, I'm so glad you checked in with us on New Year's Eve. I love to hear from you, and we're going to talk soon, and I tell you what, 2022 is going to be a banner year.
And I love you, everybody, and Happy New Year to you. And I couldn't miss calling you.
No, I'm glad you did.
It's an honor. It's an honor.
Trust me, it's our pleasure and our honor. Happy New Year, Thunderbolt.
Happy New Year, Thunderbolt.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Thunderbolt. Bye-bye.
All right. See you next year.
See you next year.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The one and only Thunderbolt Patterson calling in New Year's salutations.
Now the New Year's complete now.
We've made the rounds with about, 36 minutes left in 2021. Now, see, that to me was another happy moment of 2021. Thunderbolt Patterson driving here in a U-Haul from Georgia to celebrate his 80th birthday, and he was here on the day, and we had a birthday party for him. Went up to Tony Paco's the next day. He signed a hot dog bun. It was a great time on his way to Waterloo, Iowa to be in the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Thunderbolt's really nice.
Yeah.
Very nice man. What a year it was.
Yep.
And again, phone lines are open. If anybody'd like to call in, we're here free to hear you. 740-383-9944. Did you get through the balloon thing before Thunderbolt called in?
I think so.
I'm glad. Yeah. I could not remember. When Thunderbolt talks, I get sidetracked there for a moment. So we're going to let these...
Then you kind of clarified
We're going to let these balloons off here on South Prospect Street at exactly midnight. As soon as we say Happy New Year, then sign off. These balloons will go up. So if you look over Marion, I don't know if it's a clear sky out there tonight or what, but you'll see these balloons go up, and there's a message tied to them. So wherever they come down, you'll read the message, you'll call in, and if you have the message that's in the balloon, maybe we'll give you a prize. Maybe. We were going to tie a fruitcake to it, but it wouldn't go up. We couldn't. We had 75,000 balloons.
Balloons down.
75,000 helium balloons.
Well, they tried to use them actually for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade too, and it kept, those balloons, it wouldn't even.
You know, we were talking about. I just wanted to put a puncture in what we were talking about last hour. It seems to me that everybody is worried about dying, and maybe they should worry about living, because we don't know when the end is coming.
Right.
So why don't you just try to live, and if the end does come, big deal. You lived it. I always tell people, don't feel sad for me. I mean, I'm not an old man, but if I keeled over at this microphone right now, I keeled over doing something I enjoyed doing, and I loved every single minute of every single thing I did. You know, and so what's to be sad about?
Well, I've already told you, if I die, you get to inherit my dogs.
I'll take the dogs. Sure, so there's that to look forward to in 2022.
You've went to the dogs. Now.
I've went to the dogs. I don't know. I mean, I don't have that fear of the end that people seem to have. I mean, I don't want it to be painful. I don't want that.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, I don't think my life has been boring. Mm-hmm. I want to go on. I'm not saying I'm ready to check out. Mm-hmm. But if I did, so what? You know what? When you check out, you don't have to worry about bills anymore. You don't have to worry about alarm clocks anymore.
No mortgages.
No more people bothering you. Yeah. No more people banging on the door. It's peaceful.
Yeah. You can just, you're resting and,
And I think that's what they say.
Yeah.
We went looking for Bob Mason's tombstone the other day. Couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it.
No, it was rainy, cold day.
Find Miss Cleo's? Or...
No, I know where that is. I know where Ann Judge. What's her name? Cleo. It's not Miss Cleo. That's the old psychic woman who used to be on television.
I know.
Queen Cleo. Oh, we're getting a call here. Let's take the phone call here on this New Year's Eve 2020. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, we just called in to wish you and Angie and everybody there a happy New Year tonight. And hope you have a good, prosperous 2022.
Well, you too. Are you enjoying the program tonight?
Oh yeah, we're enjoying it. We're eating our pie and drinking Coke while we're listening to you.
Well, so what kind of pie?
Strawberry rhubarb.
Hey, that's not bad. Well, Happy New Year to you. We're glad you're out there.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You bye-bye. Too, Angie. You guys have a good next year too.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Feel free to call in. It's always fun to talk to the listening audience.
I like to hear some of the resolutions that people
Did you make one?
I didn't.
It's setting yourself up to fail.
I know.
What you really should do, if you want to make a change, just do it.
Yeah.
And don't worry about resolutions. Because tomorrow, see, I was trying to figure this out today on my show. When you make a resolution, does it start tomorrow or does it start the next day? Because I would not want to start. Okay, like if you were going to lose weight or exercise or those popular ones,
mm-hmm.
why would you want to start it tomorrow? Because tomorrow you're probably going to eat the pork and the sauerkraut and the pie and the and gyms, you know, you can't get a membership on New Year's Day. I don't think you can go in and sign up. So does the resolution start on the 2nd? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the first day after, you know, after you have the big traditional New Year's Day dinner.
What is it with the black-eyed peas?
Yeah.
You know, we don't eat that around here for a New Year's dish, but that's a popular one.
Mm-hmm.
Why is pork and sauerkraut good luck?
I don't know what the significance of that is, but I know I've never been really a big sauerkraut fan, but that's the only time that I do eat it is.
It's a probiotic.
Oh.
Clean you out on the New Year.
Nice to have it. Yeah,
that's a nice little thought. All right, we're under a half hour now, these balloons.
Maybe that's why they want you to eat sauerkraut.
I don't know. I just am curious on
what... out for the new year.
Yeah.
I just am curious on what the significance is of pork and sauerkraut and good luck.
Yeah,
Isn't it has to do with how the pig roots or something? Is why... Do you know what I'm talking about?
And my can it be any type of pork, or does it have to be like a pork roast or
pork chops?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, like if you cook pork chops, could you put sauerkraut over the pork chop? I mean, or serve the pork chop on top of the?
See, I don't know.
It says okay. I knew I read this somewhere. It says, okay. The dish, sauerkraut and pork, is said to bring good luck and progress because pigs are known to root forward or move ahead.
So I still don't know where the sauerkraut comes in.
Well, the sauerkraut's cabbage, and isn't cabbage supposed to bring good luck or something?
See, I don't know. I think it's just one of those things we do.
Is it one of those wise tales that they...
I don't know. I don't know if it brings you good luck. Yeah. I don't know if it doesn't bring you good luck.
This says black-eyed peas and collard greens are traditionally eaten on New Year's Day across the South to symbolize luck and money in the forthcoming year.
Wow.
But why?
Yeah, why those two vegetables? I mean, what's the significance of those? Do they, you know, like you said, moving forward or, I mean, does it...
I'm not sure. Mm. It's a mystical and mythical power to bring good luck.
Oh, well, that mystical and mythical.
Yeah. You can't doubt those.
No, you can't doubt those as you head into a new year.
Right.
You know, I wonder if a lot of people are out celebrating tonight. I think some are. I think some are having a more quiet new year, which is maybe the proper way to do it. It was a very busy holiday season for people.
For the Rose Bowl, maybe, in the Ohio State Buckeye.
How's that going to go?
Boy, I don't know. A lot of players not playing, man. That's for
now. What is that all about? Why are so many players backing out?
College football is you can if you're a projected high pick in the NFL draft, you can choose to do what they call opting out, which means you basically forego that game, but you know you're leaving anyway to go to the, and you just start preparing for the NFL draft.
So what? What would it hurt to play in that game, I guess?
It wouldn't hurt, but it could hurt their stock, potentially, because let's say, you know, they injure a knee or a shoulder, or, you know, because then that affects where they're slotted in the draft, which ultimately could be millions of dollars that they're...
So is this a feeling that Ohio State will lose tomorrow?
Boy, I don't know if I
with these players
good. I don't
missing?
Know if I feel good about it or not. I don't, man. I'm trying to get in the mood here, and I just, man.
Are people going to be watching this tomorrow? I mean, I have not heard hardly anything about
that's,
it.
That's what the big question has been. I mean, obviously the Buckeyes didn't make the playoffs, so therefore the significance. I mean, it's just not there this year. This is almost like the consolation prize they're viewing it as, you know.
Well, it seemed like that loss to Michigan really knocked it out of them.
And I just think that they've just never recovered from, you know, from that.
What happened there?
It was a combination of some getting out coach, some bad play calling, and just not, you know, basically a team was more physical than you were, you know, and your MO the whole time has been being physical, and you got out physicaled.
Well, it just seemed like they were prepared better. Something happened.
Exactly. Yeah.
There was a psych out job going on
right,
there,
right.
And I think Michigan played that game a little better than the other team did. Angie, do you have a New Year's resolution?
No, I don't ever make them because I would never keep them. So, I mean, basically, I think if you want to change something, it's a lifestyle change. You have to change your lifestyle, just like, you know, diets. Diets don't work. Lifestyle changes work. You have to change your whole lifestyle. Just like if you want to quit smoking, I mean, you have to, it's a lifestyle change.
I want to just spend 50% of my life in 2022 on the couch. Just laying there watching programs.
Did you say half your
50-50. 50 doing other things and 50%, because I think I've come to the point where you just have to relax a little bit and enjoy life. And I think there is some enjoyment in just, you know, sitting and having your pie and watching television and enjoying, you know.
Drinking your soda.
Well, I like watching other people work.
It's always been fun to,
You know, I'm always interested to see what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that way. But here we are, end of another year, which apparently I didn't know till today was such an awful year for people.
You just found that out today?
Well, I mean, I understand the pandemic was going on, but I really didn't notice that it was like a tragedy all year. Now, I can understand why people felt that 2020 was a tragedy, but I don't really understand what went on this year that depressed people so.
Well,
I think it's the continued pandemic, and I mean, people.
Well,
I mean, and
we're going to come out of it.
Yeah.
You know, and
well, how was that going to happen?
Well, they thought, you know, maybe with the vaccine that the vaccine was going to cure everything. You know, that once you get the vaccine.
Hasn't 51% of the people not taken the vaccine?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Right.
They're happy. The majority's happy.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's what it is. I think it's that other group of people that got vaccinated. I think that's what happened is, you know, they've done everything right, and they're still looking at it like they're getting penalized.
You know,
by still having to wear a mask and by still having to...
Well, you know, we can just hope that it gets better. I wonder if people are going to start shooting their guns off and fireworks everything here momentarily. People are gearing up in the next 23 minutes as we head into 2022, the year with three twos.
Two, two, two.
Two, two, two. Two,
yeah.
What a year.
What a year.
Had a lot of palindromes in 2021 because of the way the year was set up, especially in December.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of palindromes.
So, what do you want to do for 2022? What's your goal?
Anything you want to
besides
accomplish that you haven't accomplished yet?
Sitting on your couch for half of the year.
50% of the time, yeah.
Sounds very ambitious, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds like an ambition. I think I can achieve that goal. I think I might be able to do it. You know, I don't know. I said earlier on the air that I want people to be more tolerant. I think I said that earlier tonight. That's my goal. I think I'm fairly tolerant with people, you know, and people...
Sometimes.
Is there an instance of where you think you not be tolerant with people?
Oh, do
you
tell.
You want me to say?
Yes,
who was I not tolerant with?
Do tell.
Well...
Don't give any names, but give me a situation and I'll know what you're talking about.
Well, let's see. Going through the drive-thru.
Oh, well, sometimes I you know...
There's just been a few times... I'm like, oh, no, it's okay. And you're like, oh, no, that's not okay.
Well, sometimes...
I'm like, don't worry about it. Like, it'll be okay. Oh, no, that is not okay.
Well, I just think you have to tell those people that, hey, you know, this was not done correctly. Mm-hmm. Let's try to get it right next time. I mean, I don't think you have to be rude to them. I'm not advocating rudeness.
Right.
But I think you just have to let them know, because if they don't know that something was done wrong, they'll do it again. They'll continue to do it. Yeah. I don't think that's a proper thing.
No, I remember when we went through the drive-through that one time and we got a Diet Coke and you tried it and it wasn't diet. Okay, it was a regular, and you hand it back, and you said, "We're in the drive-thru," and we're like, "You're like, this is regular." So she does it again, and she gives you another regular, because she's like, "This is for sure diet," and you tried it, and you're like, "No," and then, like, she gave it back to you again, and you're like, "This is still regular." So I'm like, oh gosh, we're holding up the line. So I pull up and I park because I'm like, I don't want to keep holding up the line. And so anyway, then you get out to go up. You get out to go up to the store and the doors are locked.
See, I think that was me being tolerant.
Well, I don't know. And I was like, oh, let's just go to a different place and get you a pop. So we went somewhere else and got you a pop.
But see, I don't know.
I had a drive-thru escapade myself today.
Well, there you go. Were you tolerant?
Yeah, I was. And I have been. I almost wasn't, but I was. I eat at this particular restaurant a couple of times a week in Delaware. I'm not going to mention a name. But I always have one request. When I hand them my card to pay, may I please have some ketchup?
They didn't give you ketchup.
So today...
So what happened?
No ketchup, so I waited and waited and waited and was ignored for probably another good 2 or 3 minutes. And the girl finally opens the window and says hi, and she proceeds to say this order, and I said, no, waiting on my ketchup.
See? Now, is that wrong? I don't think that's wrong.
The downfall is, though, is this one particular employee... That
has it out for you.
Every time I go through there, she always miraculously seems to be working, and I'm nice to her. May I please have some ketchup? May I please have some ketchup? Don't forget, hey, please have some ketchup.
Sounds like a conspiracy.
You know, and I still don't get ketchup. So the last time I had to drive back around the building...
See, I don't know. What are you supposed to do in those situations? Are you just supposed to go away?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would probably just call them. But see, the problem is, though, nowadays, I think a lot of people don't take their receipts. So when you go through drive-thrus, they just have a habit of not giving you a receipt anymore. But if something's wrong, how do you prove that you got this stuff if you don't have a receipt?
Is it on your phone? I mean, your receipt?
No. I mean, say, like, if you paid cash or something and then you don't have your receipt, which, I mean, that drives me bonkers when people don't give me my receipt. Because, number one, I want to make sure they're charging me the correct amount. Because I have been charged for other people's meals before. So... You know, I just want to make sure everything's
right.
Do they think
you're paying it forward, maybe? That's why they... I don't know.
Well, don't you think if somebody gives you the wrong pop 3 times that they would change what they're doing?
But I don't think it was that. I think they had it hooked up wrong in the back.
Well, shouldn't they be aware of
right.
that?
Yeah.
I mean, see, I'm not sure.
Because you may not have been the only person that happened
right.
to.
What if that happens to a diabetic?
Yeah.
Which I'm sure it probably did.
So that's all I'm saying. I mean, I'm not saying you scream and yell at the people. I'm not for that at all.
Yeah, no, in my situation either. I would never scream or yell, like I say, but I did ask.
Well, yeah, I just think
very
that you
sternly.
Should. Now, there was a time, though, with you at the post office where you broke your glasses, wasn't there?
Yes, now that
no, that was intolerance.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, I was very angry that day.
Well, we've got some time here. Now, give us a little bit of that story. Now, this was at the post office on Delaware Avenue.
It was pertaining to a, I think it was a post office, but I wasn't getting mail or something, or We wasn't getting mail.
At the radio station, yeah, we were not getting mail in the mall.
At the mall, so I went out to talk to the postmaster and see what the problem was, and the postmaster told me what was going on, and it just, the more he talked to me, the angrier I got. I didn't realize my glasses were in my hand, and I squeezed my hand.
Popped your glasses.
Broke the glasses, yeah. So, which...
Didn't you slam your hand on the table?
I may have.
And that popped the glasses?
No, I know they were sitting in a cart.
Oh, really?
Cart, and I set what actually broke them, bro. And then I set something on top of them, and that's what
they did them in.
They were already kind of they were repairable until I set this.
Until you set them on the cart.
Until I set the merchandise.
And then that was the end.
Yeah, that was the end of it, yeah.
Well, that is a tragedy.
Yeah. And the downfall was that no resolution came about, you know, for the problem. It's like that they didn't even want to hear it. You know, that's what made me angry.
Well, and the mail never did get delivered, did it?
Right, no, it never did, you know. I think they force us to get a P.O. box? I mean, maybe that's...
You know, I don't remember what happened with that.
Yeah, I don't remember. I can't remember if we had to get a P.O. box in order to get the mail or...
I know it never ended up in the way it should have.
Right, right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, we had a designated area for it, and we still never got it. And what was so frustrating was that all the other shops in the same vicinity as us were getting...
Yeah, you know, I really don't know what happened there. I wish I did know what that whole situation was about, but I knew it led to you breaking your glasses, which was unfortunate, because that's a costly error.
Yeah. And the saving grace for them was that we had a really high bonding super glue. It was the one that they advertised on TV where you shine the light, and it actually almost kind of worked as a solder. So that's what ended up happening, is that I kind of basically soldered them back to back together.
It was an interesting time. Yeah. Now, see, but that's tolerance for you.
Yeah.
When we sit and we talk about the tolerance of life, I don't know. I think you should tell people. Maybe that's just me, but I think you should let people know, and that way they... are aware of their mistakes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know one time I got a wrong order or something, but I ended up calling them because, say, I was on my way to work and they gave me the wrong thing. And so I don't have time to run in, you know, and take care of it. So I called them and say, hey, you know, this happened. They're like, okay, that's fine. Just stop back by when you can. So, you know, I stop back by after work.
I see it a lot. Now people have, like, really no tolerance, man.
Well, that's it. And I think if we don't get some tolerance, we're going to be in a bad, bad way.
Well, and the things that the things that they don't have tolerance for are things that we really don't have any control over either.
Well, that's true.
And... That's where like the two worlds collide, is, you know, because you have this person with zero tolerance and us with the situation being out of our hands that's causing the zero tolerance, but we're trying to rationally explain to the people that, and of course, you know, with the significant stuff people are ordering, and, you know, I mean, and shortages on this and shortages on, I mean, it's just kind of
very strange how things have ticked out.
Yeah.
Well, we've got about 12 minutes left in the broadcast tonight. It's fun getting ready to go into a new year. Now, recap again for people what's going to happen at midnight.
As soon as we sign off the air here, we have three or four helium balloons that have a message tied to them. We're going to let them off here at the studio. And whoever, if anyone recovers this balloon with the message, you know, there's instructions on there, you know, just... follow those instructions, and if you bring, you know, we you may get a prize, or, you know, if you bring that message back to us.
Right. So these balloons, which are red, white, and blue, are going to be set off here. They're going to go straight up, and they will land somewhere. Now, they do have a message tied to them, and we have checked to see that they will go up. So they're going to go up into the air, and wherever they land, and you'll call us, and that'll be that, and so on. And so forth, as they say.
It'll be maybe a nice way to start your 2022, or Maybe they might get hooked on a deer's antlers or something. Or
you know. Now, are we calling this anything? A special note?
I was going to just call it maybe the helium hunt.
The helium hunt? Four balloons.
Because you're hunting for these helium balloons. So.
Well, and they are red, white, and blue in nature. Now, don't go out on the road tonight looking for them.
Right,
just
right.
Where it's going to drop, it's going to drop. They imagine they'll be up for a while.
Sure.
Because the temperature is not very low.
So they should, hopefully they carry quite a distance. I would love to see somebody, you know, find it in, you know, kind of an obscure place. But, you know, I would also be happy too if it's only one street over. I mean, you know, or...
Yeah, wherever it goes.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter at this point.
Right.
About 10 minutes left in this 2021. Apparently what was a bad year. But we're going to wrap it up here.
I know from a radio standpoint, I'm looking forward to 2022 just to see what kind of new interviews we're going to have, what kind of new programming we're going to have, what kind of new...
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's always some...
things that we're going to, you know, maybe some new journeys that we take or maybe, you know, things like that.
Well, they were talking about this a lot with Betty White today, is that she was very optimistic. And I think that is maybe something we all could learn from. Be optimistic that things will be okay, that they're not going to be bad, that maybe tomorrow will be better than today. You know, we get aches and pains now and we think, oh, that's the end of the world. Well, maybe it's not. Do the best you can with what you have. And I think if you do that, everything will be okay.
We will try.
We will try. 9 minutes left to go. In 2021.
Nine long minutes.
Nine. Well, you know, as we count it down, it's more and more difficult. The barometer's changed a little bit. Now, I don't... It's... You know, the entire time we've had this barometer, which has probably been about 6 months now, it's constantly been in the change area. Wow. It's never been in the fair, and it's never been in the rain. So I guess we have constantly been in an area of flux since this barometer arrived at the studio. Which I don't really understand, but...
Is it due to the studio itself, you know, or is it...
I don't know. I really don't know. I know it's been very warm this December.
Yeah.
As the Farmer's Almanac woman said, it was going to be very cold. Oh, well, that didn't happen.
Right. But, although Sunday it seems like it's going to be...
What, 18 degrees cold, Sunday
yeah.
night?
Yeah, Sunday night.
That'll be very cold.
Yes. So I just, of course, with some of the rain and stuff we've had, getting down to 18...
Yeah,
if
we'll see.
Wait for that stuff to freeze.
Well, we just hope everybody's safe out there because we know at midnight there'll be a lot of activity, fireworks. A lot of people like to shoot the guns off. A lot of people have been drinking tonight. We hear some cars driving fast out there right now. You know, be safe.
Yeah.
This is one of the most dangerous nights of the year to be on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of times it's been called amateur night.
Well, you know, is it the 4th of July or New Year's Eve that's the busiest night at the hospital?
New Year's Eve?
Yeah, isn't New Year's Eve a busy time or is that a non-busy time?
Oh, I would say it wouldn't be as busy because people are partying.
Well, that's good. I thought there were more accidents tonight.
There could be more
and that
accidents.
Caused problems.
Yeah. Do those accidents lead to hospital, you know, like emergency room visits or hospital, you know, that's what I'd like to
alcohol know. Poisoning,
yeah.
That sort of thing that goes on tonight.
Right.
I don't know. We hope everybody's okay.
Yeah.
Hope everybody's well.
If you do indulge, you know, make sure you have a driver and
that's right.
Ride if you, home or...
Don't try to drive. Don't try to drink and drive. Don't say, oh, well, I've only had a few. I can handle it. Because you can't unding a bell like that.
I just wonder from an entertaining standpoint, were a lot of people entertaining tonight? Or were they, I mean, is anybody... A lot
see,
of
I don't know.
Going out? Or
I don't know. I'm still waiting to see what happened with Christmas, hear the fallout from that. I really don't know. Was there any fallout from Christmas? Hope not.
Like from COVID?
Yeah, or just people getting together and nobody really paying much attention to things anymore. I don't know.
I mean, there has been some, but...
We don't want to see a major fallout. from New Year's.
No, it really, well, it hasn't been 2 weeks yet since Christmas, so.
Well, really, after New Year's, people tend to go back home, and it's cold. It's January. Not a whole lot going on, not a lot of parties, things of that nature, so people get to be more back to earth.
Though the kids go back to school, you know, so if all the kids were at parties and stuff, and then most of the schools are going back to masks optional at the beginning of the year, so, I mean, I'm sure kids didn't wear them properly anyway, but.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens with that. As time goes on, you know, the things are available to people. That's kind of how I feel at this point. You know, vaccinations are available if you want them. Boosters are available if you want them. Masks are available if you want them. Hand sanitizer's available if you want it. If you don't, you don't.
We have the resources there if you want to take advantage.
I think a lot of people just don't want to be told what to do, and maybe that's what the crux of 2021 was. Maybe, and I don't know necessarily that we should be telling people what to do. I think it makes them, they rear up, and then there's a lot of rearing going on, and people back and forth, and that's never fun.
It's usually a no-win situation. I mean, a no-win situation.
No, it's a very odd situation. Just causes a fight, and nobody wants to see a fight on New Year's or any other time. Yeah. Well, we're under 5 minutes now to 2022, the year that maybe will change things for people. I don't know. Maybe it'll be for the positive. Maybe everybody will wake up and it'll be a happy year.
Well, let's hope for lots of sunshine.
Yeah,
sunshine makes people feel better.
I think warmer weather is always a positive for people. I think that people enjoy hope, which the new year brings people.
Yep.
And maybe people will make resolutions that they're able to capture.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear a lot of good stories. You know, everything is not doom and gloom. And sometimes you got to root out the stories that are positive. And hopefully people are able to do that in 2022. And maybe that'll make it a better year for people.
Yeah. That's why I hope the news story, well, obviously, you know, taking this, not counting this Betty White story, but hopefully a lot more of the news starting now is.
Well, it's been a lot less
positive.
It's been a lot less political, which I've been happy with.
Yeah, good. That's
that
we've
finally gotten past that.
Yeah.
Seemed like it was nonstop political there forever. And it got so daunting to talk about it each and every day. Political, political, political. Well, I think we've gotten past that. All right, everybody, we're 3.5 minutes here. At midnight, the balloons are going to go off the porch here. Now, remember, if you find this letter, just give us a call and tell us what's on the letter. Really, it's an index card is what it is. But there's something written in there that is special that you would not be able to duplicate. Only we here in the studio know what's on the index card.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the balloons will carry it. I'm not sure if a big gust of wind will take it or what will happen when it goes off the porch here in just a few minutes. But we...
Will it be, you know, called in as an unidentified flying object? Or?
A UFO. It could be a UFO and shot down by the government before we're ever out of here tonight.
Yeah.
Well, we got about 2.5 minutes left, and I do want to thank the listening audience for being with us in 2021. They're always strong. They're here every day, and that's why we get up and do these programs and do these things. If we didn't have an audience, it would be highly unlikely we would be doing this every day. So thank you to the listening audience, and thank you to everybody who appeared on this station as a guest in 2021. You can't do a station like this without the guests. Thanks to the whole team of people who are on air and put the shows on together here. We thank everybody involved with that, and we hope to all see you in 2022 and be well and happy with your families and be well and happy with our families.
I was going to say, even Adam.
Even Adam. Even Adam. Everybody gets a happy new year from us at this point as we're at the 2-minute mark, the 2-minute warning, as they say. Well, it's been fun spending New Year's Eve here. It's a unique, unique celebration. Wonder what's going on in Times Square.
To be here with you guys.
Yeah, it's been fun to be with you tonight. It's nice to have a civil New Year's countdown, you know, not where it's rock and roll and jump and jive and throw up and throw down. It's been fun to just be here and quietly bring in the new year.
Well, and it was nice that the people that we had call in was, you know, contributed a lot.
We thank Marla Gibbs and Shecky Green and Thunderbolt Patterson for calling in their New Year's salutations. We thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We thank everybody who hears this in a replay. And we want you to have the best 2022. Whatever the situation is, think optimistically. Think about getting better. Think that the corner can always be better. Well, we're at a minute.
1 minute.
1 minute left in 2021.
The new year is on the horizon.
The new year is on the horizon. Now, remember, we're going to sign off right at midnight. So as soon as that bell rings, it's going to be Happy New Year and good night, and these balloons will take off from the porch. And if you get the answering machine, by the way, just leave a message here and let us know that you got the index card and read what's on the index card to us so we know that you got the index card. All right, about 35 seconds away. You know, when Dick Clark used to do this, he never timed it right. So I have fear that we might time this wrong, just like Dick Clark used to do. We're under 30 seconds. Are you excited?
Woo-woo.
Are all the Happy New Year's about ready to come down? 20 seconds left to go in 2021. 2022 is just around the corner. The balloons are about to go off. And here we are. Let's get ready. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! 2022 is upon us. Thank you, WWGH audience. Angie, Terry, thank you for being here tonight. Scott Spears, in 2022, heading for the dugout.
Talk show story of all time about guest starring on Fantasy Island.
I was late.
Yes.
And as I always am for everything I do. And they were waiting for me. And he came up to me. He said, I want to tell you something. Did you know you made this weight?